You're listening to Daycare Overhaul, Doing Childcare Better, presented by Childcare BizHelp. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Daycare Overhaul, Doing Childcare Better.
Hi.
I'm Caroline Jens.
I'm Justina Patterson.
And we're here today actually to give a special report, you know, special edition of Daycare Overhaul with all that's been going on in our society right now. So we thought we'd come together today, not really to bring too many new ideas to the table because there's a lot of resources out there, but we just felt we should have some real conversation.
Right.
And what we really wanted to talk about today is, you know, how are you navigating those times of uncertainty?
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about uncertainty because that's kind of, that's the world that we're in right now. Everything is really uncertain. But definitely, how can this uncertainty, how can we learn from it and I don't know.
Use it in the future.
Right, right. Yeah, my words are not working, but yes, use it in the future.
We'll make our words work. It doesn't have to be all doom and gloom, right?
Right.
We've got our happy faces with us today to try to spread some joy. Try to spread some joy in this uncertain time.
Right.
But I think what Justina was saying is that, you know, we have to learn from what is going on, and we're going to have times of uncertainty, whether it's the coronavirus or it's some other type of medical pandemic or some other things that we had talked about is, you know, if you have some type of fire or
natural disaster, you know, hurricane, tornado, flood, earthquake. I'm sure there's other ones I'm not thinking of, but those are the ones that come to mind right now.
Right.
Or even just a catastrophe in your community, like something major happens in your community that just affects you. But how can you navigate that the easiest and the most effective way and still, you know, remain positive and choose joy? Because what else do you do?
Right. Right. We've been talking to, obviously, you know, as you probably have, we've been talking to a lot of childcare centers, and everyone's kind of feeling the same. You know, one day seems like it's lasted a week. Just because emotionally it's draining. You know, we're worried about our families. We're worried about our staff. We're worried about our personal lives. And it's a lot of burden on us. And, you know, there's not a lot of good positive information coming out there. And right. So that really takes a lot out of you. And so that uncertainty, let's use what we're learning today and come together as an industry, which the early education industry has been phenomenal through this.
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen an industry come together like we have come together and just sharing resources and being there for each other. And that's really cool. So our hope today in Daycare Overhaul is just to, you know, add to those resources for you, get you to start thinking on things that we've learned.
Right.
And so the first thing that we want to talk about, you know, as we look back on these last couple weeks, we're probably realizing that maybe we don't have the right plans in place.
And to be frank, we can't put a plan in place now to deal with what's happening because we have to just get through it, really. You know, putting a plan together now isn't realistic. So how can we, you know, make notes and go forward and learn how we can do better next time, or, you know, God forbid, next time, or if a flood happens or whatever, so that we can be more readily prepared to handle questions and the uncertainty and how do we navigate this?
Right, because I would imagine that most of us have a disaster recovery plan that's sitting on our shelves. We may have even tested it with our staff. You know, it meets all the licensing requirements, you know, all the accreditation requirements that it needs to have. But we're probably finding in this specific situation that it's really not adequate. It doesn't meet all the needs that we need in order to come out this on the other side.
Well, and really, how do you write one that ticks all the boxes until you live through it and realize, like, okay, we need to make changes? So, you know, we know that in California, they have to have an emergency response plan for an earthquake.
Right.
If they haven't been through one of those, do they know if their plan works? Or do they know what could we do better, or how can we do this better? And so, you know, it's like, know better, do better. So we're gonna learn from this experience. And if something happens again, we can do better.
Right. Any type of uncertainty that happens, let's make sure that we're prepared for it. So one of the things I want to suggest as you're navigating through these next few months, keep a running dialogue handy of key things that you're learning as you're going through this process. And then when you do have time, when we do get more answers, when we do learn how to respond, we've got one central location of where we're keeping all that information. Mm-hmm. I think that'll be really helpful. It's kind of like an after action review. After we get through this, get through this uncertainty, we can look back on it and document how we could have gone through stronger.
Right.
And so that emergency plan, keep some notes in one location on what you're experiencing today in order to help you in the future. And the other really important thing, obviously the first thing on our mind, whether our center is open or closed, is our financial situation.
Right.
Every company out there right now is wondering, that's that huge uncertainty of, am I going to be able to pay my employees? Am I going to be able to pay my rent, my mortgage? What is my financial situation look like? And how long am I going to be able to sustain before there's some really negative effects?
Mm-hmm.
And so just like if any of you are familiar with Dave Ramsey, one of the things that he talks about is having, 6 months of cash flow available to cover any expenses, so looking at what your expenses are, taking that number, timesing it by six, and do you have that amount in your savings account? So in your personal life, that's something that we should be doing.
Right.
And it's the same for your business. Are you able to sustain as a company with 6 months of your expenses? And you may not have that today, and that's okay. Like, don't feel bad. The economy's been going great.
Right.
And so it's, again, one of those things where, you're feeling really great. And then bam, the next day, we were just having a meeting not too long ago. A week ago, the conversations that we were having are very different than the conversations today.
Well, and I think remaining flexible through all of this and knowing that, and I think we're going to talk about this a little bit, but just because you have a conversation this hour or this day does not mean that you're not going to have a very different conversation tomorrow or this afternoon or what. So, but like you said, as far as the 6 months, it doesn't happen overnight. It could just be a little at a time, what you can each month or each week or however you do billing. The smallest bit is going to help in the long run.
Right. So it's just preparing for those situations. So again, part of having a plan in place is, taking a look at your cash flow and how can you protect that really important asset. And then the next is looking at your written procedures and how to protect your business and your team on how you respond. So I try to identify various situations that might come through times of uncertainty. So, we have this health epidemic. It could be a financial epidemic. Again, it could be an act of war, whatever that is, whatever those types of uncertainties are. Do you have certain ways that you're going to respond?
And you might not have an answer, but you have to have a response. So whether it might be, we're working on that. We don't know. Yes, we see that this is something we have to address and, allow us some time so that we can formulate our best response that we can give. Because I think, as we're saying, everything is uncertain, not just in this situation, but it could be any situation you're dealing with that you don't know. So just being honest about that and transparent, I think, is good too.
Exactly. And so as we've got procedures written down, look at the ones that you already have written and how can those be adjusted today? And so, there's a lot of communication that we're having to have with our parents and our teachers. And it's probably responses that are not in our current written procedures.
Mm-hmm.
And so writing notes, you might not be able to tackle it all right now, but write those notes down so that when you do have time and you can rethink your processes and your plan, take that time to do that. And then, think back to those times when we're like, I don't need a disaster recovery plan, or I'm only writing this disaster recovery plan because licensing is requiring it. And then we train our staff, and I'm doing that in quotes, because we don't really train them on the right. entire plan.
Well, and how can you? And I think we all do fire drills. In Wisconsin here, we have to do tornado drills certain times of the year. Yeah, we went through the process. And yep, it's great. Like we, you know, we're in under the time frame, but until you go through it, and I hope no one has to, but until you go through it, you don't know how effective you have to do that. So just, you know, taking a closer look, can we tweak this a little bit or can we modify this just slightly and have it work better or more effectively or more efficiently?
Right. And then, you know, the next thing that I have written down is having a list of resources available, you know, whether that's websites or vendors like Childcare Biz Help, vendors out there like Hinge, you know, there's Childcare Aware. There's a lot of really great resources out there, a lot of really great websites, companies that can help you through situations like this. So do you have a central directory of those types of companies that can be there for you that you can dive into and learn as things progress?
Right.
And so I want to encourage you that, again, like Justina had mentioned, what we're talking about today, you know, tomorrow might be very different. And so, you know, stay tuned to our website, stay tuned to our social media, and stay active on social media with other childcare centers and other people in our industry so that you can see what others are doing.
Right. And I just want to kind of pause and say, like, we're not trying to not address what's happening right now, you know, with the coronavirus, but we know there's so many resources out there that we feel that our best way that we can help everyone else is to say, okay, how can we learn from this? Because mm-hmm. we know Hi Mom has been a great resource. As you mentioned, Hinge, there's all those really great places out there to go get information about what's going on right now. But so I just wanted to like say that, like, we're not trying to say we don't really get, we get the severity of it. We understand it. We see it. We hear you. We're here with you. But I just wanted to kind of say, like, right. we're just going to, you know, take a different little spin on it.
Well, and I want to encourage you to have, you know, take a look at your competition, but maybe look at them in a different light during times of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. Look at ways that you can partner with your competition.
Right.
You know, how can you work together and get through those times of uncertainty together instead of feeling like you're in competition with each other?
You know, it could just be you just need someone to talk to. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, are you guys experiencing this? We're experiencing this. How are you dealing with it? This is what we're doing. Because really, like, are they your competition? Yes, but there's enough to go around for everybody. Like, so use them. They might have a really good idea that you didn't think of, and you might for them.
Right. So we want to make sure that, you know, during times of uncertainty, that you're feeling supported, that you feel like you have a community around you. And, you know, whether that's, you know, our company, other companies like us, your competition, your licensing group, your childcare association, you know, whatever it is, make sure that you're tapping into those resources around you and getting support that you need during times like this.
I think going off that, it's really easy to feel alone, mm-hmm. like you're kind of out on your own island and you don't know where to go, and just know that there are resources out there to help you and you should be tapping into them. And if you don't know, call your neighbor and see who they call, you know, not your neighbor actually, but your competition.
Your childcare neighbor.
Your childcare neighbor. And see, you know, see what they have found and if they're willing to share with you. Because I would venture to guess most people will.
Right. And the last thing about writing a plan, do not forget about the public relations piece. So media and PR, you know, you're probably going to have during times of uncertainty, you're going to have news outlets contacting you. Mm-hmm. Do you know how to respond? You know, if you have an active shooter in your vicinity, in your building, whatever, you're going to have media call you. And so part of your plans need to make sure that you know how to react to those types of situations. And so maybe utilizing these types of times to go through those scripts on what you need to do in order to respond. If the newspaper calls you and says, hey, how is your childcare center dealing with this current health epidemic? Do you know how to respond to that?
Right.
And so just planning ahead, and we might be a little behind right now if we didn't plan ahead for this specific instance, but we can utilize again this experience for going forward. And then during these times of, you know, uncertainty, what we're finding is, you know, whether it's what we're currently going through or in the future, you're going to have some centers that are open mm-hmm. and some centers that are closed. Right. Everyone's going to react different. We're not saying one is right and one is wrong. But we want to just give a little bit of insight on whether you're a closed childcare center or an open one, some different things that you can do in order to kind of keep your families engaged, keep your teachers engaged, make sure that your enrollment doesn't suffer. So I think that's what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I almost just said the same exact thing and then you beat me to it.
Well, you always tell me to get out of your brain. So. Yeah.
Usually. I was like, get out of my head. I just was going to say that.
See? All right, let's move on. All right, so let's start with closed schools. So you're maybe one of those childcare centers that during one of these times, you decide to close your building.
Right. Whether or not be because you're mandated to, you choose to, or you have to because, you know, you had a flood or something. I don't know what it would be, but that's could be a thing. And how are you going to handle that?
Right. So you want to keep, again, you want to keep your families engaged. You don't want to lose your families during those days that you're closed. And teachers, you know, that's all we've been talking about lately is staffing and hiring and retention and blah, blah, blah. Well, you go and you close your doors. Now what happens to those teachers? You know, so, how do we keep them engaged? So here's some ideas. They're not all ours. So I'm just going to preface that. We've been doing a lot of reading and a lot of watching things, and I'll try to give credit where credit is due. In just terms of like where we found some information, but hosting group chats, I think, is a really great way. If you're closed, you again want to be able to tap into those families that are at home. So, you know, have a specific time during the day that you host some kind of group chat.
And it could be as easy as you're hosting it and you're going to do a morning meeting time, or you're going to do a read aloud or an art project or something with the children. You know, I think it's important to recognize that most parents are not used to staying home with their children for an extended period of time. So they might not know what to do with them or how to engage them or how do I keep them from, you know, driving me crazy. Like, you know, if you have, like, that's the reality. They're not used to it. They don't know how to handle it. And childcare teachers, like, that's what they do all day. So they're going to look to them as the experts and say, what can we do? What can I do with my kid? I don't know.
Right. Right. And I think Hi Mama had a really great idea. They had sent something about how you could start every day with a theme. And I thought that was cool. So, like, if you went on, you know, your closed Facebook group or website form or however you decide to structure this, and you say, today we're going to concentrate on the color blue. So when you're at home today with your children, you know, what can you do with the color blue? You know, something as simple as that.
Right. Can you go on a, you know, a scavenger hunt in your community? If you're able to walk around, can you go in and spot all the houses that are blue, or count the houses that are blue, or count cars, or, you know, put a whole blue outfit on, or, you know, dye your milk blue.
Like, ooh, dye your milk blue.
It's a fun thing. St. Patrick's Day.
Teeth get all blue.
I think it depends upon the level that
your tongue gets blue.
Yes, but I know, you know, we're coming right off of St. Patrick's Day, and that's like the cool thing is like, what kind of food can you make green for the day? Because it's fun. So how can you make this experience fun for the kids?
Right. So among all the stress that you're feeling, you know, try to use these types of engaging outlets as ways to just bring a little joy back in, normalcy back into your day, I guess I would say.
As best as you can.
As best you can, for sure. The other thing is having scheduled virtual meetups. So whether you have, you know, Skype or Zoom.
GoToWebinar. There's a vast majority of outlets that offer free or a low dollar amount subscription to kind of take advantage. And is that something that you can either have that take on that cost or offer the free service so parents can log in and just be like, it's been a day, or this is what we did today, or so the kids could see each other.
Right. Like, well, and have lunch together. So what if every day you know, had everyone meet up and had lunch together? You know, so then they're able to have lunch with their friends.
Right.
So even though your school's closed, the kids are still having lunch with their friends and it's virtual. And the idea is that you're keeping them connected, you're keeping them engaged so that when your doors do open, they're coming back to you.
And really, whether it be right now with what's going on or in the future when something else happens and they don't come, they are not going to understand what's going on.
Right.
A lot of kids. And they shouldn't have to. So how can you have them remember this time as something fun that you did? And
keep some normalcy.
As much normalcy as you can. And so that they like, this is just something that we're doing now. And we're going to talk to our friends from the computer. And, you know, like, that could be really fun for a child.
That could be really cool.
And that could be a really great memory instead of, oh, I didn't get to go to school for 3 weeks and I didn't understand why.
And all I did was sit in front of the TV,
or, you know.
In my iPad.
I miss my friends. Like, that's a realization for kids. Like, they worry about their friends and not being able to see them. And how can you just make that as normal as possible?
Right. And mom and dad might be, I was going to address this at the end, but mom and dad might be crabby right now. You know, that stress, the uncertainty, you know, my husband and I have been kind of at each other. It's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And your child is sensing that. So
right.
The children at your center are sensing that that things are not normal. Mom and dad are a little more stressed out. We're not doing things that we normally could do. We were supposed to go to Disney on Ice or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And now we can't go. So, you know, those types of things, those things that get taken away from kids, they don't really understand.
Right.
So doing any types of things that you can have at your center, you know, if your doors are closed, to bring in that normalcy is great. And then continue to use social media and email, you know, to share lesson plans and activities. You've done the work as a teacher. You've created lesson plans. You have plans. We have plans set for the year, you know, right. The school year at least.
Or themes at least.
Right, right. So what can you send home to parents on a weekly basis and email them and just keep them in the loop of things that they can be doing?
Well, and really, if you have preparation before you have to close. So if you know it's coming, can you prepare like little like art bags for the kids with some crayons and stuff that they may not have at home, but you maybe have a surplus and you could afford to just kind of give that to them so that, you know, it could just provide like, oh, this was an art project we're going to do. And then say, this is the time that you can log in and do it with us. And, right. And Miss Susie will be telling you how to do it. And like, to just have that half hour of time that the parent's like, okay, I know that's covered. Like, that could relieve a whole day of stress on them.
Well, I was thinking, I don't mean to cut you off, but I got really excited about what if you could leave little care packages outside your center,
mm-hmm.
like for your families at certain times during the day, you know, like once a week, you know, all the little toddler care packages are outside with activities for the week. Mm-hmm. You know, you tell me that you're not going to create raving fans out of your families if you're going that extra mile during this kind of a time.
Right. And to relieve any stress that they're feeling. And then in turn, that can help. And I think we're going to talk about this, relieve teacher stress. If they can still, you know, if you're still able to, they can come to your building and they can prep stuff a little bit. So at least you can, you know, hopefully give them some sort of payment or something like that when, you know, financial worry is a big thing.
Right.
You know, can that help ease the burden that they're feeling too?
Right. And you bring up a good point. Do not forget your teachers. You know, so continue to have weekly virtual meetings with them. You know, keep them up to date. You know, maybe you have to have daily meetings for a while. You know, I don't know what it is, but, you know, what the right answer is. But do not forget about your teachers in this situation. Have training time for them. So if you did have planned closed days for continuing ed, is that something that you can do now instead?
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't have to close, you know, 2 months down the road like you planned on doing.
Right. And, you know, I venture to guess a lot of teachers, they thrive on that environment and being with their co-teachers and the kids. And I think you don't think of how hard that could be for them, just not seeing these kids that they care for and they love on each day. And they might just need someone to be like, hey, I see you. Like, you know, people that are really extroverted having to stay home or not have to go out, like, that's really hard for them because they thrive on having that connection with people. And if you can't have that, because whether it be now or in the future, because you can't leave your house or you get evacuated or you don't know, like, right. That can be really, like, devastating for somebody.
Right. And so overall, if you are a center that has to close for whatever reason, you know, how are you seizing those opportunities?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how, you know, I'm not saying take advantage of those opportunities, but how are you seizing that time? And so, you know, use this time to review processes and procedures. Look at your cleaning procedures specifically in this situation. You know, what are your cleaning practices? Can you purge? You know, now we've been purging in our home. You know, it's a really great feeling to kind of slim down and kind of purge these things that you don't need. Use this time to do that. Bring in staff to help. Can you repaint your center? You know, are there bigger projects that you could be doing right now, like fixing your playground or something really cool?
Just decluttering, reorganizing a classroom. Like, that's a big undertaking if you're like, I'm just going to change everything up. It's a lot of work to do, and it's a lot of thought process. So can you use this time to your advantage?
And don't forget that you can give virtual tours of your center. So we want to continue to enroll children during times even when we're closed. And so how can you do virtual tours to show off your center without having people actually come in? So we don't want to forget that we want to keep enrolling. And then that brings us back to the basics of, do you have your marketing stuff in order? And we're going to be talking about that in, I think, a podcast next week.
Coming up
very quickly here. Because we feel, you know, we've been really spoiled with waiting lists, and this might kind of bring a dent into that. So we have to remember, how do we market? And so one thing we tell our centers all the time is, like, you always have to be marketing. Marketing is the basics. It's the foundation of what we have to be doing, whether we're full or not.
Right.
And so let's use this time to seize that opportunity to kind of remember what those basics are in marketing.
Right.
Now, let's say you're an open school. So there's the other side of the coin. So a situation can happen and you may choose to keep your doors open.
Yeah, or you can, whatever the uncertainty isn't affecting you directly, but it may be affecting a neighboring community. So you can stay open and you can still service your community. So how do you do that?
Right. And this specific situation, and probably some of these other scenarios of uncertainty, you know, we're trying to keep our doors open, but our enrollment is low. Mm-hmm. You know, some people are 70% low right now from what they normally. So they only have 30% of the kids there.
That's a huge drop.
There's a huge financial. That's not only is it financial, but then the parents that are coming in and they're looking around and they see a third of the kids are actually in the building. You know, it sounds different when you come in.
It feels different.
And so how are you navigating that? And then staff not wanting to be there. And so if they find out the center down the street's not open, but you are, or the school districts are closed, or whatever it is, or, you know, their husband, their spouse gets to stay home and they have to go into work during this time of uncertainty, how do you navigate that?
Right. And I think it's hard because you're dealing with people, and people feel things differently. They process things differently. And so what's the easiest way to navigate that for everybody?
Exactly.
You know, as a whole.
And there is no right answer. I mean, I'm just going to say that. We're going to make mistakes. Mm-hmm. You're going to make mistakes. And all we can do is the best that we can.
Right.
So when you do decide that you're going to be one of those centers that are open, you are going to experience these things. And all I can say in terms of whether you have low enrollment or you have staff that don't want to come there, you know, your leadership has to, you have got to lean on your leadership abilities, your ability to inspire people, to get them excited, to remind them what your core values are. What do you stand upon? Why do you come into work every day? What's your bigger purpose? And so just kind of reminding your team about that during these times of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. And then again, is this an opportunity? And I bring up the fact that if the center down the street is closed and you're open, to me, that's an opportunity to get more kids.
As much as you don't want to say that right now, like right now in the climate that we're in, that's not always good. But, you know, if this is a different uncertainty and there is a natural disaster or there's a recession or there's whatever it might be, it could be an opportunity. So let's think beyond what's happening right now and say, in the future, if X, Y, or Z happens, how can this be an opportunity for our center?
Right. And, you know, back when we had a staffing crisis many years ago, we were down at least 8 staff. And I think we've mentioned this in the past, but it was, to us, that was a time of uncertainty. Mm-hmm. We were afraid that we were having to close classrooms, you know, whatever it was. That was a real serious uncertainty for us financially, mentally, emotionally. Mm-hmm. And during that situation, if we can look back on it today, that's how we grew tight as a unit.
Right.
That time of crisis brought our team together stronger than ever.
I was just going to say, you all band together and say, we're going to get through this. We're going to do it together. And it's going to be hard, but we're going to be stronger on the other side.
Right. I would gather to say that the people that we're still close with are people that we actually went through that experience with.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's something that you just, you know, that's a bond between you that no one else has. So as a leader in your organization, try to look at this time of uncertainty as an opportunity to where you can really band your team together.
Mm-hmm.
And in a good way. And then again, catch up on training. So, you know, if your enrollment is low, are there things that your staff can be doing? Maybe you can use this opportunity to, you know, start creating a new curriculum, new art projects. You know, there's the possibilities endless.
Well, and I think whether it be right now or for some sort of future time of uncertainty, how can what you do to get through it change how you do business? Maybe you're going to have to get creative. Like you said, you're going to do a virtual tour and then you realize we could do this.
We're good at this.
We could do this for a family that's moving from out of state. I've had that happen. A family where we can't come and tour because we're moving from out of state. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what can you do if, you know, if they're not coming, if they don't have plans to come, like look for a place to live, can you do a virtual tour and answer their questions? And maybe figuring that out now can lead to opportunities to just be, that's part of your business and you can offer that in the future.
Right. So tapping into the creativity that is instilled in childcare people,
mm-hmm.
you know, we're creative people. Let's use this as a time to be innovative and look at it as a sense of we're going to come out stronger, more innovative, and maybe change some of our practices in a great way.
Mm-hmm. That
I love that.
That you're forced to.
Right.
But had you not been, you would have never even thought of it.
Right.
So we talk so much about, you know, especially right now, it's fear and uncertainty. Mm-hmm. So how can we turn that and how can we be positive and choose joy and find the silver lining?
Right. Find the opportunity. So the final thing I wanted to talk about, almost the final thing, but is just whether you're open or you're closed, improving your communication.
Mm-hmm.
And again, having a plan with the media. Do you know how you're going to respond? Having a plan for how to communicate with your families and your teachers. Having a fact sheet for your employees to answer, like maybe some critical questions that they might be having. Because again, they're just as uncertain as you. And, you know, a question and answer kind of form for your families. And then just thinking of all the different platforms that you can keep in communication with your teams and your families. So, you know, Skype, Zoom, closed Facebook groups, Facebook Live, YouTube channels. A lot of people are doing YouTube channels, which is really cool and a way to bring learning into the home. And then what about personal phone call? Like you can't.
Right.
You can't forget that.
You know, it could just be, you know, the teacher, here's all the parents, like just give them a phone call, make sure they're mm-hmm. doing okay. And then, you know, the leadership team can do that for the teachers. Like, I just want to call and see if you're okay. Not like, how can we help? But, you know, obviously if you can do that, but I just want to make sure you're okay. Like, we're thinking of you. We miss you guys. We can't wait to see you again. I think, you know, a personal call or a personal note
mm-hmm.
goes a long way for people.
Sure does.
And especially in times of uncertainty where you don't know so much, just knowing that there's people out there that are thinking of you and wanting to know that you're okay. It's nice to know that, you know, people care.
Right. And what's really cool, and I'm just going to put a plug, but our platform Toybox, mm-hmm. which is, you know, sales and marketing, CRM tool, marketing automation, all that good stuff, has a video call in it. So we're testing it out today. It was actually pretty cool. So I could call Justina and all of a sudden she comes up on my screen and we can actually video conference right through our toy box. So that
right.
was a really fun way to do that. And we could bring in a couple other people at the same time.
And we're like, who else can we add?
Who
like,
else
let's
can
add Maddie.
It was so
let's
cool.
Send her a message quick.
But use this as an opportunity to improve your communication. And then finally, love on each other. I put that down just because, again, you know, it's easy. During times of uncertainty, we're very stressed. We can get short and
you can feel isolated.
isolated. Our mood swings are like crazy. I know a lot of my clients are not sleeping at night. I'm not sleeping very good. We're having bad nightmares, whatever it is, you know, just love on each other.
And it can, like I said, it can be as simple as just like, hey, how are you doing? Or I found this funny picture and I thought of you and, you know, you sent an email or a phone call or.
I will tell you those memes out there. They have been the reason we're getting through this because they're hilarious.
Well, and I think, yes, we're all stressed and we've said this numerous times is seek out the joy. Choose to be positive because it's a choice right now because there is so much stress and uncertainty and anxiety is like an all time high. And whether it be right now or something in the future where you don't know, you just have to choose to be positive. And if that means you need to have a dance party every day at 3 o'clock, then you're having a dance party every day at 3 o'clock.
We could have a dance party every day at 3. Invite your families virtually, have a dance party.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you need to do to just try to find some normalcy.
Mm-hmm.
But good stuff. So, you know, really the bottom line is uncertainty brings stress and anxiety, and find support. Find people in your industry that are there with you. Use this as an opportunity. Find ways to be innovative and come out of this stronger.
You know, because I think it's with what's happening right now, we are going to get through it. We don't know how long it's going to take. We do know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, even if we can't see it now. So let's just band together and be strong for each other and tap into the resources. I think in the description of this one that we're recording on our website, so childcarebizhelp.com/podcast, if you find the special episode, we're going to put a list of resources that we've used for this specific time, and then just so people can see those too.
Right. No, good stuff. And Child Care Biz Help is here to help you through this time. You know, feel free. We're giving out resources however quickly that we can as we're creating them or finding them. But we thank you for listening in during this time of uncertainty. We hope that we could be here for you, add a little smile to your face, and we'll bring you some more topics like this in the very near future.
Yep. We'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.